You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Today in the studio, it's been a while since we have someone in the studio.
Yes.
From Jetlag Media, we've got DJ.
Woo. Yeah, you know the vibes.
Welcome.
We just call him Jetlag, right?
Yeah.
We didn't know for a while what your name was.
Yeah,
we just called you Jetlag.
Yeah, we're like this Jetlag Media.
Jetlag's here.
Yeah, I take that. I mean, that means the brand is being recognized.
Working, so. Yes.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
In fact, when we were talking yesterday, I was like, one of the questions is, what's his name? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because we've just seen you around the lounge and... Yeah, since the...
it's that one guy.
It is. Yeah. The photographer.
Yeah. Because we first met you at the Idaho Comedy Festival.
Like, there's
where
that
I
dude.
Also did a podcast episode.
Oh, nice.
Oh, did you with who?
Jarrett Munson.
Oh,
Jared
okay.
Munson. I don't know.
I know the name.
Oh, was he the Asian guy?
Yeah, he had
Hey, what's up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Podcast, okay. Yeah. Good for him. Yeah, he's pretty dope.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice. See, he's still doing his podcast?
Yeah. Or I think he actually might have changed. I think he started a new one.
Oh, did he?
I think.
Something different.
You know, there's like rebranding.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Facebook is now Meta, everyone.
It's Meta?
Yeah. That's what I just read.
Did you see the emblem too?
No.
Their new logo?
Is it bad?
It's like a M.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were going to change.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that
meta,
real? That's
because they want to be metaverse eventually.
I commented on Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook post. I was like, it's set to M for mini, but it should be set to W for Wombo. Shot SpongeBob. I love SpongeBob. I grew up on that.
I have kids, so I know the reference. Jeez. So,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
you're welcome. It's been fun. So we've just been hanging out for like the past hour in the kitchen. Yeah,
pre-game.
Yeah, pretty much what we're doing.
Should have been recording in the kitchen.
I know. What?
She's talked about that. We need to have cameras everywhere.
I was like, what if we just put cameras in the whole house?
Just mic the house.
We just go for it.
Make it a reality
show.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
Chris and Wendy.
About that.
This is what they do.
I don't know.
Hey, I've seen worse things on Netflix, though. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, anything's
true.
Possible.
I know.
Netflix,
I've
Hulu, Amazon. Everything's on Amazon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can really get on there.
Yeah.
So we saw him at the Idaho Comedy Fest. Were you affiliated with the lounge at that point? Because that's how we became affiliated.
Yeah, I guess a little bit of backstory. So I do work for a dispensary. Work for Hotbox. Shout out to Hotbox Farms. #HotboxArmy. Follow us on Instagram. I am the social media manager for them as well.
Oh, are you? Nice.
Yeah. So I started out there as a bartender back in like October 2019. And then once like March 2021 came around, I was kind of like, you know, I was trying to quit, honestly.
Oh.
And it wasn't anything bad against, you know, getting away from Hotbox or anything. It was just like, I love photography.
Yeah.
And I wanted to just push my brand to the next level and just, you know, having to work retail and, you know, different hours and it's customer service based. So, you know, it's, you don't really get, you can't really get your way.
Yeah.
You're on someone else's time. You're
exactly.
Not on your time. But I mean, I had a meeting with the owner And he actually was like, you know, I really respect what you're trying to do. I've seen your growth as, you know, your photography business has picked up. And he acknowledged that and gave me his blessings. But he also said, well, can we just keep you as a social media manager and, you know, work out some kind of like payment? Like, yeah, I'd love to stick around and help you guys out still. So,
Awesome.
So having that that open time and the open space, I was able to. I actually went to the lounge like that first weekend after I, you know, that after my 2 week notice was up. Mm-hmm. Well, I sent them a message on Instagram and I was like, hey, local photographer, you know, I've seen you guys' page. I'd love to come in and shoot some shows. And someone got back to me. And then I went to the lounge and met with Jen and. Yeah.
Did you shoot for free at first or?
No, I told her about my, you know, I asked for, you know, a specific hourly rate to start with. Mm-hmm. But of course, with it being like a smaller venue and smaller shows, then we negotiated a show rate, you know, like per event rate at the time. So,
Nice.
So, yeah. And then so before the Idaho Comedy Fest, yes, I was working with them.
Okay.
I was affiliated with them. I think the first show I shot was Gabriel. Dang, I cannot remember his guy's last
name.
I wish it was a I wish it was a Gleason.
Yeah. That'd be nice,
Either that or he's doing something wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Had a little hiccup in his career.
Should, like, hashtag that.
Yeah.
Make a clip.
Yeah.
At the lounge, but, Gabriel.
Was it Gabriel Rutledge?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of like longer.
I've seen
it was him, and it was another show that happened like later on that after that too. So that was my introduction. That was like, you know, March. It was a little bit before 420. I remember that. So it's hard to forget
that
holiday.
That's how your calendar starts at.
Yeah. My calendar starts at when I start. It's first selling weed with Snoop Dogg, photographing Snoop Dogg, and 420.
Did all that happen?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg came to Hotbox. You weren't
there?
No,
you ain't
get
the e-bike?
No, I remember when that happened. I remember when it happened, but I was like, it's going to be a shit show down there.
Well, you're wearing a Burnt River shirt, so that's probably why you went.
Dang.
Ooh, burn. Yeah. Get it.
I mean, where's my rewards at Hotbox?
Put your phone number in the iPad when you show up.
Oh, there. I always forget to do that.
yeah, we got them. And plus, we're doing some specials for like Halloween weekend and stuff, too. So
okay.
I don't know if this is going to drop on Halloween or before Halloween, but. Yeah,
I meant to change my shirt before you came in. You got here early. It's actually in the dryer.
I guess I got here around time because
you
said we're
going to
start at
him.
7 and we ain't start till like 7:30.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Like 7:27, we were like, we should probably start this.
Yeah.
But I started working with the lounge and then the Idaho Comedy Fest came around and I was going to go home. Because I'm from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My birthday is May 25th.
And that still feels like home to you?
Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah, just because, you know, that's my roots. You know,
are your folks there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my family's still there. I got a couple cousins on the West Coast now. A couple, I have a cousin that's in Marines
and stuff. Weird one that went to the West Coast?
I was kind of, well, my other cousin went to, like, Cali, and she was in San Francisco.
Yeah, how'd you end up in Idaho?
Shout out to Uncle Sam. He sent me there.
Oh, okay.
I really wanted to get out of D.C. when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
So, joined the Air Force.
Okay, you're in the military.
Joined, well, I also really liked airplanes
at first,
and
I was
stuff.
Like, who the fuck is Uncle Sam?
I do have Uncle Sam, actually, too. But no, I joined the Air Force out of high school. That was actually one of my biggest things I wanted to do in life, was to be around airplanes. Like, I went to an air show when I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. My uncle took me and we went to Andrews Air Force Base. I saw the Thunderbirds for the first time and I was like, yo, airplanes are dope. Like, look, they're loud. They're doing all these cool spins. Like, they're coming head on and dodging each other.
Do you know how to fly?
Do I know how to fly?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Probably.
I'm not getting in your plane.
I mean, have you flown a plane before?
Yes.
I've flown a plane.
I was in the Civil Air Patrol and they would give us like flight lessons on Cessnas and stuff like that. So,
okay.
That's I'm pretty sure I can work my way around a cockpit.
Yeah, probably. It's a little scary.
Like a 747?
Yeah. Hey, the bigger the
Do you think you'd land it?
The bigger the better.
Yeah.
I feel like that's sketchy.
As long as it's not lands on an aircraft carrier. Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Terrifying.
I could probably land it. I mean, because they have, like, nowadays, if it's like a clear day too, you know, you'll be able to see it. But nowadays, airplanes have an ILS, an instrument landing system.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a pretty much a computer that's like on the ground up in the runway. It has like a light system and it's communicating with the airplane and the pilots. And even now, today's technology with autopilot, the plane will actually get so low that it'll pretty much almost land itself.
Oh, wow.
Without you really having to put your hands on it. On the controls. Damn. But yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, safety measures in place. I mean, granted, pilot error still can happen, but
yeah,
they're trying to make the friendly skies a lot safer.
Yeah.
How long were you in the Air Force for?
3.5 years. Oh, tell everyone 4 years because it's like, well, why did you only do 3.5?
Yeah.
Why don't you stay in for 6 more months? Well, I didn't have the choice.
Oh, you didn't?
Some things are, you know, taken out, you know, out of your hands and other people's control.
And then,
based on actions that you may have done.
And then it's time to leave.
Okay.
Now, it's actually during that, in 2013, there was a sequestration that happened where there was like a restriction on the military budget and like even airplanes couldn't fly.
Right.
Like the Air National 2013? Guard.
2013?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I got it October 1st, 2013. And it was probably like end of 20. It was like somewhere in the summer, spring. I remember it was warm out. It was nice outside. And I remember going out there like changing tires
like
and doing
dumb
stuff.
Like we went from year to like the temperature.
Yeah.
In terms of him telling us why to believe.
That's how I remember. I remember weird things like about. That's how like you know key moments about the year and the month.
Bless
like
you.
The
that's funny.
Like the smells, the taste. Yeah.
Like I was eating ice cream that day for sure.
Well, it was weird though because like we're the U.S. Air Force and we can't fly these jets.
Yeah, true.
Like we were showing up to work and just hanging out. We started making paper airplanes. We went in the hangar and we fit like 3 planes like in the hangar. So we'll go climb on top of one jet, go to the wingtip and throw it to see if we can make it to the other end. And one of my friends actually did make it across all 3 jets. Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's a good airplane.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're playing.
This is what you guys were doing. That's terrifying.
I mean, were these some like badass paper airplanes or just your standard?
Just
like,
the standard ones. Okay, you know, some people just get really good at making paper airplanes. I guess it helped that they were aircraft mechanics. So,
oh my God.
And then it got to a point where, like, the pilots were just coming out to the jets and they were doing incentive taxi rides.
What?
So the jet that I work on had 2 seats, you know, of pilot and a weapon system officer in the back.
Yeah.
But they can sometimes use that for incentive flights where you just put like a random civilian or press or VIPs or outstanding airmen, other mechanics.
Just to go.
Yeah, you can go for a ride in the jet.
Oh, cool.
But instead of that, imagine doing a taxi the jet.
Just
so you just hop
down.
In and just they just ride out to the end of the runway and they turn around and come back.
Really?
Yeah.
And go for rides.
They were doing that for their wives and shit.
Oh, my God. It's
it was
taxi.
Like some, and it was just to keep the fluids running in the jets you know, just things don't sit too still for long. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of like
funny.
A car, you know, if you have a car sitting too still and
things
can
go bad. My God, his tail is like whacking me.
Yeah.
He's sharing a love. What's up,
dude?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, he's on camera.
Oh.
Where'd that go? What was that?
Oh, that was just that.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
there he is.
Hey, there's Tucker. You're getting some FaceTime.
Nice.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's how I definitely remember that because it's a
that's
weird
hilarious.
Time. Like, I'm just used to jet noises and airplanes flying and we taking turns. Like, who wants to get off early this week? All right, you guys go home early today. Tomorrow,
oh
you
God.
Other guys go home early.
That's
crazy.
So you got stationed at Mountain Home then.
Beautiful, scenic, lovely Mountain Home, Idaho.
Seriously.
Where there's no mountains.
No.
You got to drive like 2 hours.
That's ridiculous.
But
I don't get it.
It's like Hill Air Force Base.
Yeah.
There's a Hill Air Force Base in Utah. And it's in Salt Lake City. And right next to the runway is a huge mountain.
it, so it makes sense.
You see where I'm going with this? Yeah. But in Mountain Home, there's just huge hills. Hill Air Force Base is a huge mountain.
They need to switch.
I've been trying to sign a petition for this for a while, but everyone looks at me like I'm high when I...
But, what should their name be based on the landscape?
Yeah. Well, technically, Mountain Home was... So the Air Force Base was actually in the mountains like back in like World War II era, like around like the 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until, I think, believe like the 60s and 70s. I mean, hey, don't quote me on this, guys. I know you're listening. This might be some military buffs, some Idaho history buffs. No. Don't at me.
They don't listen to us.
But back in the day, well, since I'm on here,
they might fuck with you.
I'm going to lock a whole new demographic for you. I'm going to put this on all my channels.
Okay. Nice. Yes.
But yeah, so back in the day, it was like up in the mountains. And then, you know, and it was in the mountains. But yeah, then they moved it to where it is now. But they just kept the name. I don't know why they didn't rename it.
Stupid.
Why is, Flatlands. I don't know why it's so hard to.
Boring lands.
The Badlands.
Yeah. It's like the area to drive through on your way to Boise.
I got here at nighttime. In March 2011.
To Boise.
Mm-hmm. I landed at Boise Airport coming in from Washington, D.C. Said goodbye to my mom again, to my girlfriend at the time, all my family and friends. Because you go through boot camp, and then you go through tech school, and then you go home for a little bit, and then you go to your duty station. And I didn't want Idaho. I wanted to go to London, honestly.
Oh, come on.
They have a base in the U.K.
So Idaho was no pick for you.
No, but...
They're like, they looked at your pics and they're like, Idaho.
I wanted
for
to
him.
Go either like to London, to Europe.
Oh,
I wanted
God.
To go to Japan. I'd rather go to North Carolina because we had a base over there. And that was like 4 hours away from home for me.
I
want
to see your military picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you.
Thank God. Super short.
Veterans Day is coming up.
Yeah.
It would have to be short hair, right?
Yeah
you can't have dreadlocks not as a guy.
Nope.
You can as a girl.
Now you can, yeah.
Oh,
they actually recently changed the hair regulation for dreadlocks.
Nice.
So stop considering that as a facetious hairstyle.
But not for men?
No.
Men
it's
can't
still
have dreadlocks?
Facetious for men?
Well, you know, they want to have a high and tight buzz. You can have like waves and stuff like that if your hair allows for it. But
Wow.
Nah, so wild. No dreads, no fun. But other countries can.
Weird. Yeah.
Like in Australia, they can. I've seen them in like Singapore. They don't have dreadlocks, but they have long hair and they actually wear like hair wraps and stuff.
Yeah.
So many other countries actually allow, you know, the customs.
I don't see how hair is like
hair.
A decision-making process ever.
One of the safety concerns the U.S. military had, though, was like the gas mask requirements. Because when you have to wear it, you want a complete seal. And that's why you also want to be shaved and stuff all the time. So if you have to like put it on. But it still creates a seal and you're still safe even with this.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because, police officers, bounty hunters, all these other different civilian agencies.
The bounty hunter is fine.
He's fine.
Yeah. No. Oh, no, not like that. No,
not like that.
No, I mean.
I know this is a dark subject. No. I'm not trying to go off topic too far.
Okay,
but that picture of dog knocking at Brian Laundrie's parents'
door. I didn't see it.
That was I put that in my profile picture on Facebook.
Oh, is it?
Because he's just standing there. He's just there
knocking
and
dog.
Shit.
And then the press
is there and shit. And they get like all the camera guys taking pictures.
Oh,
and he's like,
no one
answered. Like he's hot on the trail. Hot damn.
Yeah.
And this season, a dog, the bounty hunter.
Exactly. His wife died.
Oh yeah, cancer. Is it cancer?
Yeah.
Dang.
What was her name? Biv or something?
Yeah. Beth.
I used to watch that shit.
I
used to be high as fuck watching that shit. Roll up a dude and just be flipping through the channels. Yeah. Dogs Bounty Hunters on USA. All right.
Yeah.
11 o'clock in the afternoon. I have to work till 2. You know, now someone.
Dog. What I loved about that was how he would like make amends with the person kind of as he brought them in. You need to change your life, brother. Yeah, he'd give him a cigarette. Yeah, Beth would kind of soften up and they'd be like, get your life together, man. And then it would end.
They all pray for him.
They would do the sign. Yeah, and I'd be like, all right. right. Everything's ending good.
Yeah. I wanted to see him give Brian Laundrie a cigarette.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that. Yeah. That was going to be my next profile picture.
So there's conspiracy stuff out about that, though. People are saying that that wasn't his skull.
I mean, they're
something.
Saying all kinds of shit. They're these like, days,
I mean, they say too. Elvis is still That's alive true. In Vegas, and yeah. Biggie and Tupac are at the El Cora Shrine this weekend. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. They say a lot
so
of crazy
shit. So this guy killed her. Then within a month, killed himself.
That's, I mean, that's and they're believable, in their 20s. Though.
Yeah,
it's believable it's that he killed himself, or you know, he just found
he
some skull
over.
And you know, or he killed someone else and
exactly.
planted there, put a little bit of his DNA on He's the shit. Like, and hey, I watched a lot of Netflix documentaries, and that would probably
happen.
Be the way to get away if you kill someone else and decapitate them and leave their shit there, but then take
I'm
your samples of your
all.
DNA, like your blood. Mm-hmm. And put that all over the bones and shit. And yeah, so that way every time they test the
Is
DNA,
it's... Is he getting a little
it.
Too graphic?
Oh, my bad.
No, it's
Don't get no ideas.
Adventures. We talk about anything.
Well, I guess I just
here.
Figure out how to get away with murder.
Exactly.
Hey, Idaho has a lot of real estate.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if Brian. Hey, someone even said Brian Laundrie was at the Sinclair in Napa.
That totally Geordie. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be the mall shooter.
Seriously.
No.
Yeah.
Man, that shit, yo.
That was right
crazy.
By your house.
Right down the street from where I live.
And are you, do you live on? Well, we don't
live
say
on,
the street you live
no,
on.
No, I live on. Who's going to pull up? Everybody that knows me, that follows me, is going to see us already know where I live. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Everybody that know me for real, if you really my friend,
right,
you've been
live
to my
on
crib.
Allenbaugh.
You know where I live on Allenbaugh. You've
okay.
been to my house. And
the
we
apartment's
have
right
had...
across the street from where I used to work.
Yeah, that's the crazy house.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I've seen some crazy motherfuckers running out with their nightgowns
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they run to those apartments sometimes as they get out.
Yeah, and then cops come, you know, looking, coming, swarming
yeah.
through and shit.
It's happening a number
yeah,
of times.
Have you seen this person?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Sometimes naked.
I mean, I probably did see him, but I don't know.
Yeah, so
I'm not getting involved.
Shit, we had an arsonist in our apartment complex.
Oh, I think
this
I
motherfucker blew
that.
Up the
yeah.
whole back patio
oh,
in his
I
own
think
apartment.
He might have ended up in my hospital.
Probably. He
yeah,
deserves to be
somewhere.
There.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he deserves to get the... I mean, well, no one died, so I guess he doesn't deserve to get the chair, but he deserves to still... Yeah, he needs a hug from a mother and some straightening.
And
some, yeah. You know, slap across the face. Because, yeah, he... I had just left when this had happened, I guess. I had just yeah. left or it just happened right before I came back. Because
yeah.
I'm coming down Allenbaugh. I turn in my apartment complex and there's fire truck,
yeah.
bomb squad.
You're like, should I
fucking
go in?
FBI, ATF.
Oh, but you have dogs.
Yeah, I had my dogs in my house. And I'm like,
oh
what the fuck happened? And there's like huge
yeah.
smoke and shit and... Like, and you know, and you can walk around and see where the, you know, you see the whole back patio was gone and it
yeah.
burned into the people's kitchen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So there was just a huge wall, like where the wall is between like the patio and the living room and the kitchen, it was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
The apartments under it, that shit was smoked out. All four apartments there had to be vacated and all the residents had to be displaced. Yeah.
So what did they set off?
I don't know exactly what he did.
Wow.
At first, someone said it was a cigarette.
That doesn't
mean. When I first got there, and one of my neighbors was like, yeah, they said someone's out there smoking a cigarette, and they yeah. didn't put the cigarette out. And like, no, a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think shit blows up.
Yeah, that seems like someone works
yeah,
at Al-Qaeda.
I don't know if it's the same person I had, but I had someone who fired up their apartment. I don't know, probably to get the demons out or something. So, yeah.
Kind of cleans the space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dang.
And they were facing a lot of charges after that.
Wow.
So.
Shit. Well, this dude was apparently he had a restraining order against one of the residents that lived there. And he was his apartment was just across the way from mine, like directly across. Like,
oh,
if
God.
I look out my bedroom window, all the way across the apartment, that's his over there to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him before. He was doing some weird shit.
Oh,
like,
God.
He has a carport.
Yeah.
Everyone has a carport. And it's like, 20 feet away from the steps, he would just park his car in front of his apartment building, and even though his carport's just right there. And then he would like get in his car and drive like just around and shit and
oh,
around
man.
The complex, and then park it. Yeah, I don't know. He was just doing some off shit.
Jeez.
And then come finally, he had like a restraining order against one of the girls
oh,
that lived there,
God.
And Yeah, and then he was in a stand. He barricaded himself, and you could see the bullet holes in his window from where the cops had to shoot tear gas in and smoke his ass out of that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had a whole standoff with them and everything, man. And shit.
Jeez.
Yeah. And this was like a year, like 2 years ago, but.
And you lived there, you just left.
I live there now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I had just left. Well, I had just left before the whole bombing, the explosion thing happened.
Just like left. Pretty much bombing,
like, yeah. Like, you're so lucky.
Yeah, and it could have been my apartment. Exactly. Like, my dog could have been hurt. My neighbor's dogs could have been hurt. It could have been anyone's apartment. It could have been way worse. But luckily, no one got hurt from
that. Insane. And you still feel safe living there.
Yeah. I don't know. Growing up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, true.
Compared to everything that happens.
That's one of the highest
crime
areas, right?
Yeah.
That's what they DC, say. It's so weird.
Like, I mean, it's you know, certain areas you don't want to stumble into because, you know, the higher chance of things happening. There's still some, like, safe areas around D.C. as well. But in general, though, I mean, you could almost look on the news and... You're guaranteed to hear about some either if the homicide or some kind of like other violent act happening.
Chris and I like land and go to comedy clubs and walk around at night and feel safe?
Of course.
Okay.
You're white.
DC.
Well, okay. So that's okay.
Yeah, you're safe.
Yeah. Cool.
Would we be safe if we were black?
I don't know.
Really?
And it's weird weird how that works, you know? Like, you would think like that you'd have more hatred or more anger towards an outsider than someone that's from your...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But are we talking like tourist locations or like the actual city?
Because, I mean, he and I would probably walk through the city. We'd start at the tourist location if it was cheaper. And then we would go to the cool spot in the city.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the spots around, like, the more, I guess, sketchy areas. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
There's not really, you know, anything really going on around except, like, bomb-ass food. You know, some good carry-out.
See, that's where we're going to be.
But there's even some spots where, like, my mom, she works for the police department, so...
Oh, nice.
She even says, like, you know, if you when I come home, like, well, just make sure you don't go around, you know, over here.
Oh,
you know, stay
nice.
Away from over
you
here
get the
and stuff,
inside
and,
scoop.
Yeah, my yeah, uncles, cool, I have uncles that were police officers.
Whoa.
And I have, you know, a
What's
few friends from high
do?
School. She, what does she do? She like, she processes like property and stuff and inventory. Like, so like when the Capitol riots happened, she was just telling me all crazy fun stories about the different
the inventory.
Yeah. Like the different things that people had on them and how dirty most of them were and how smelly all
That's
the, some
so
of their belongings
cool.
were. And
yeah,
that shit was crazy. Yeah. But I mean, but DC overall, like it's actually, I mean, you know, the news and media kind of makes it a little bit portrayed to kind of make it a little bit more scary.
Okay.
And there do be trends that do get a little unsettling where you hear about, you know, like people you grew up with passed away. And, or you hear about like, you know, there were some shootings where, it was like in a neighborhood, there's some kids playing outside. And some guys just rode up and there was probably maybe a estimate. I think it was like maybe like, I don't know, I guess I'll just say like 20 people around outside just hanging out, chilling. These guys roll up and just start shooting.
Oh,
and
God.
They actually killed like a 5 year old or something,
oh,
or a four, like a 6 year old. Like they killed like the youngest person, one of the youngest people out there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, the philosophy though, the idea of actually being white and walking around DC in certain areas, they're probably not even going to think twice about even trying it because they just think, oh shit, it's all Mac trouble.
Oh, okay.
But they're also,
I would think the exact opposite, like it's on.
I mean, and you might get, I mean, and you could probably get harassed too, maybe in a sense, but like, you know, I mean, I guess it, at this point, honestly, it can happen to anyone.
Okay.
You know, there's honestly, bullets don't really have a name on them, but. You don't really hear too much about to me, and I'm only making. Like, I left home in like 2010.
So a while ago.
So I mean, just me speaking is just from what I see and from my thoughts and ideas about things. But
I always try
but
to
you
like
never hear about it. You never hear about
okay.
Like you never hear about like you know, white homicide victims like that in, yeah, in the DC area like that. Weird. Mm-hmm. So that's what, you know, just gave me the thought of, you know, well, if you're white walking through, you'll probably be all right. But, but honestly, though, as long as you're a cool person for real, like DC is real diversified.
Yeah, it's a mixing pot. I want to go.
It's known as Chocolate City for real, but.
Yeah, really? the last.
In terms of real chocolate?
Well, Hershey Park is up in Pennsylvania. Oh. It's not too far, but yeah. No. I mean, I am real. We are real chocolate. I'm 98% chocolate over here.
With a pinch of sea salt. 98's a little bit too Tabasco. Not sugary for me in terms of actual chocolate. 65% is my limit.
So she wants the cocoa.
Yeah. I'm more of a cocoa. Yeah. In terms of eating chocolate.
Yeah.
No, but I still love DC though, honestly. Yeah. I mean, it's my hometown. It's where I grew up. It's my roots are.
I would love to go there.
I mean, growing up in the city environment.
So why did you leave?
I joined the Air Force.
Okay. So and like, then you ended up in Mountain Home.
Yeah. So
what brought you to Vegas?
Well, I'm going to Vegas.
Oh, so you haven't been there before? You haven't?
No, I've been I've been there before.
But not lived there.
Well, I've been there before because of Vegas.
Right. But haven't lived. Yeah. This
gambling,
is a living situation.
Brothels, weed, alcohol.
How can you go wrong?
Yeah, so that's what brought me to Vegas the first time. It's Vegas. I'm 21. You know?
Yeah.
I forget. Actually, I was probably 25 when I first went to Vegas, 24, 25. Went with my brother and his cousin. Well,
so never lived there, but you are officially moving.
Yeah. I mean, by the time this comes out.
Really?
I mean, when's this coming out? Like November? Right.
It's November something. No,
it's going to come out before our party, which is November 12th.
Oh. When are you moving?
So, if any other people are listening to this that know me, I guess the secret's out. But yeah, I'm moving.
People don't know.
Some people don't know. But
oh, okay.
It's all good.
All right.
I mean, it's all good because I was going to tell them anyway. But they'll get the hint when they come over my house for a smoke session. And they see all the U-Haul boxes packed up. Like, oh, DJ, where are you going?
Dang.
Like, but no. So yeah, I haven't lived in Vegas before.
Opportunity.
So, yeah.
Girlfriend.
So I have a lot of clients that I work for. In LA.
Okay.
I do.
And they go to Vegas.
So I do comedic photography a lot. Uh-huh. So I do different types of photography. The one that kind of pays the bills the most is comedy shows and concerts and music festivals and stuff like that, like live action performances.
Yeah.
It's January 2019. I started working with some comedians out of LA. They had a live show in Dallas, Texas. I hit them up because at that point I wasn't trying to be desperate, but it's like,
I'm good.
I want to take this to the next level. I want to travel. I want to see some things. I want to, fall back in love with kind of life a little bit and make some dreams come true. Like, I love traveling. Well, how about I get paid for it?
Yeah.
How about, when I have my camera with me, I can work for someone and, take in the sights at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and I realized Instagram is kind of the plug. You can send a message to Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're not going to read it.
I know, crazy.
But it's going to be
weird.
In their pocket, on their phone, instantly too.
Yeah.
Like within a matter of seconds. So, I mean, I just kind of use that philosophy to reach out to different comedians that I was following on YouTube and Instagram. Like, I love their work. I love their jokes. And they also do little motivational speeches and podcasts and stuff too as well. Like, you hear their backstory, how they grew up and stuff. So I just started sending out messages on Instagram, and these were kind of the only guys that reply to me. Say, hey, well, we're doing a live show in Dallas, and these are the dates.
And so you would just show up.
Yeah.
On your own dime.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow.
Because, what I do for people is, like, especially for new clients, it's like an investment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to, invest, my time in exchange for, to show you what I'm capable of to probably get future work with you.
That's cool.
So
you actually spent that kind of money to get a flight prior to getting paid. Think about this, Chris.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying right now.
To Dallas, that was at least $300.
I mean,
$4.
Yeah.
That was cheaper than that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit cheaper than that, but at that time, I had a few dollars saved up.
At a negative. They haven't paid you yet. So you're taking like a... That's really cool.
So, I mean, I paid for my flight. I got my rental car. I got an Airbnb downtown Dallas.
Showed up. You're like, I'm here for the job.
I got a new camera, actually, a couple months before.
So maybe $1,000 you spent.
Oh, that's
more?
It was probably less than that, honestly, because I got the camera. One of my friends, he's a professional around Boise, so... shout out to Paul, PJ. That's my guy. He put me on.
I mean, you spent some money, though.
But yeah, I was paying him like, $50 at a time for the camera. I mean, the camera's probably he's probably quoted me like $400, $450, but he understood my situation and knew that I kind of needed some new gear to get out there. And I had a decent camera at the time, too. I was making it work. No one could tell what kind of camera I had.
Right.
Prior to the Sony system that I'm shooting with now. But... yeah, my man Paul looked out for me, and I told him, like, hey, man, I got this opportunity to go to Texas. These guys replied, I'm gonna go out there. And yeah,
cool.
I didn't get paid for that job, but paid in experience, though.
Right.
Like the experience of meeting these guys that are, you know.
So when you went, did you know you weren't getting paid, or it was like,
I didn't go there with a handout. You know? I mean, because I had the thought that maybe they could kick me down a few bucks, but I wasn't expecting it at all. Like, I was expecting just to
network. So you'll write this down as a credit as well, right?
Yeah. This was January 2019. Yeah. Like, I started off 2019. Wow. I hit the ground running. It was the first weekend of 2019. First was like the Wednesday, that Thursday, Friday. I was... and it was their first live show, because these three comedians came together and started making a podcast. The podcast was called Did You Miss Me? And they were first doing it, and it was two of them. It was D-Lay and Billy Sorrells. Shout out to both of them, because I love those guys. Like, I wouldn't be here without them now. They've really unlocked so many opportunities for me. But they were doing a podcast together. They were just pretty much telling stories, like storytelling and cracking jokes in between and doing improv and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And then they had like a live show come up, because they had built up a big audience, a following on YouTube, and they got a live show popping. They introduced a third comedian, a third host, Kevin Simpson. Damn Fool. Shout out to my man, Damn Fool. Ooh. I worked with him a lot on the week. I love that one. I worked with him a whole lot this past summer, too.
Oh, cool.
He's also unlocked a whole lot of great opportunities. So I started working with them, and my payout was just meeting them, actually getting to know them outside of a business standpoint or from a comedy standpoint, like seeing them off the stage, outside of the green room, actually chilling in the Airbnb. Like, what are they about outside of work?
Yeah.
What are they huge. At home? Because when you see your favorite comedians, your favorite actors, they kind of have on like a
facade.
Yeah, a facade. They have their costume on. Yeah. They have a mask on. But then outside of that, they're kind of a different person. Mm-hmm. And they sound like they're goofy tendencies and their relaxedness of it. But like they're really just people like you and me, honestly.
Yeah.
Held at a higher pedestal, but they're really cool though, and they're influential, and they have this life experience and stuff, just like all of it, all three of us, we've all done different things our career,
exactly.
They've done different things along their path where they just make it sound funnier
but or it's cooler.
Funnier. They've done like some fucked up things, but then they just make they speak on it, and you learn from what they've talked, like their experience of it.
Mm-hmm. That is weird when they're normal people.
Yeah, like, they are. So that was my payout. Yeah. Like, it's one of 48 laws of power too. You disguise the free lunch. You can go to, like,
I don't know about the 48 laws of power.
I don't either.
Oh, well, one of them is disguise the free lunch. Imagine you go to Starbucks, right? Mm-hmm. And you see someone that has a podcast that, a big following, like they're really famous, whatever. You see them at Starbucks. Hey, so and so, hey man, I don't want to bother you, but I really like what you do. Hey, can I buy your coffee? And we sit down and talk to you, because I'm making a podcast, and I'd love to hear about where you went wrong at, or what would you done different. Just that 10-15 minute interaction, all that advice you got for paying $5 for a cup of coffee for this guy, and you're ordered together, like you pay for his lunch, and he just gave you all this free game. I forgot which number it is. There's 48 of them, but
I know. But like, if we start at zero right there, I feel like if we buy them coffee, we compliment them for 15 minutes, we should be at least at 30.
Well, you don't even have to compliment them.
No,
don't even compliment them. Just say, hey, I just need advice.
What level? I haven't heard of these. What level 48? Of power?
No, well, yeah. I haven't heard
so
of this.
So the 48 song. Laws of power, there's 48 separate laws.
I've okay. not heard yeah. this.
So it's not like on the level scale.
Oh,
it's,
okay. It's like, just different what do laws I do that, to get to this level?
There's different laws
level.
To be applied. Like, okay. like the first law of power is
don't
never
be a
outshine.
Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're close. It's actually never outshine the master.
Oh, dang.
Mm. Yeah.
Tell them about trying to get a don't be a dick sign for here.
I don't think this is.
Oh, God.
I think we should. Okay.
I think we should have.
I've seen that as a bumper sticker.
Yeah,
somewhere.
We can't get it.
We try to get a, because since we have clients coming into the studio now,
we're like,
making
don't be a dick.
A sign with this company online, and the
they
first
won't do it.
Studio rule was don't be a dick, and they won't print it.
Yeah. And I then said, we no, were, we I think we're going to mess with them. We're going to be like, don't be a.
Schlong.
Yeah, we're going to change. Like,
yeah, just all these euphemisms.
Don't
dick.
Be a wiener.
Yeah.
Okay. But 48 laws of power.
Well, 48 laws of power, yeah, and you can Google them, and
okay.
you can, and there's a lot of like summaries where it'll talk about how like the title of each power, and then I have like a breakdown of like the applied science of it, and then I have like a breakdown of you know the principle of it as well. So
okay.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
No, and even, I never have.
Yeah, if you YouTube it, there's a guy that does
so what's
illustrations
the
about it.
Overlying, what's the headline? It's 48 hours or
48 Laws of Power.
That's the headline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 48 Laws of Power.
And what's the like goal wow. with the thing?
I mean, it just gives you a straight up like it's like a free game. I mean, it's giving you a comprehension of not really necessarily like power moves to get ahead and get over on people, but it's giving examples of, you know, different not necessarily manipulations, but yeah, manipulation of
is
power.
Is it similar
and control.
To The Secret in some way? Like put out what you want to get back? Or?
I think they kind of did. Well, they don't really talk about manifestation in a sense. They're just more, it's more like a physical, like. Like another one is, like be careful with offending. I forgot the exact title of this law, but it's like be careful with like offending people and stuff. Because then they give an example of a well, what if Hitler would have went on to become an artist, versus people kind of trashing his work and then how history could have made been so differently. You never know who you're offending, even though we're like on borderline political correctness and everyone's a little sensitive nowadays.
A
but at the same
sensitive.
Time, though, yeah, just be careful with like just walking in a room and
like just
being
be,
rude to people.
Don't
so
be
that's
a douche.
Don't be a dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
That ties back into it.
Yeah.
There's a comedian that I follow named Carlos Miller. He has this hashtag called hashtag quit touching shit.
I
post that on almost everything I post on Facebook now, just because that's like the realest shit.
For reals,
it's just like the back of the battery remote. Like you wouldn't lose the batteries of it if you wasn't touching the back of it. Quit touching shit.
Yeah, why is that such a thing? Because when we were kids, we were like, don't touch that.
Where's the back of the see?
Yeah,
prime example, folks. If you stop touching shit, you wouldn't lose.
I don't know if I was touching it, but I...
You were probably touching it.
I had seen it on this table
What's
at some
super
point,
weird is there's only
like,
4 years...
What the fuck is this to? And I think I threw it away at some point.
Yeah, and there's 4 years difference between the two of us, and we're in two separate generations.
Oh,
where I'm like,
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
touch it, you don't fuck with shit, you just that's how it works. And you're like, yeah, you totally play with it. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah, let's
yeah,
fix it,
weird.
Let's make it better.
I'm like, nope, it, that's
like,
how it
is.
How it don't
is,
fuck
it
with
works.
It.
It's
weird.
Yeah.
It yeah.
But sometimes you gotta touch some shit though, just
sometimes
because you're curious. You know, you gotta see how it works. I used to take my PlayStation apart all the time when I was a kid.
I want to hear about what you think about this generation.
Which one?
So.
I don't even know what generation I'm in.
Yeah, I don't
people
really
know
either.
How old I am.
No, we can't tell. But his daughter is 19. Her husband is 21, and they like almost don't know how to use Google, and they grew up with it. So
yeah,
are they from shit. Where are they from? Idaho.
Well,
where are they from?
I mean, my daughter was born in California, but grew up in Idaho.
And Asher was born in Washington, but it's
and they grew up.
So,
grew
do you
up
know
here?
Anybody that age? They
that don't. That's not tech savvy. I mean,
yeah.
if anything, they'd probably be the next thing to the
I know that's
at
what
this
you
point.
Would
that's,
think.
But
get on Google, learn some shit.
You can learn everything on YouTube and Google. Honestly.
Yeah. That's how I learned like, how to do all this.
It's amazing. Like, you can, like, that's how I learned, you know, Photoshop and stuff was
yeah.
through
nice.
Googling tutorials. Like, when I was deployed, I would, when we had, like, some downtime, we had computers in the, little, I don't know, what do you call it? It was
alcove?
Like tents.
Oh,
I guess tents, yeah. Tents. We had like a little tent city set up along the flight line and stuff. And so I guess in our support tent, we had computers and Wi-Fi and internet and stuff and printers. So like I would, you know, look up a tutorial on Photoshop, like surrealism.
Oh, that's cool.
And I would print it out and I'd have my laptop some days.
You're in the middle of like weirdo nowhere. Like, yeah. We aren't there, for sure.
Well, I was
like,
in the Middle East. It wasn't too bad. Oh, I was actually in Southwest Asia, technically.
Still, like, that'd be, like, crazy to be for us to be printing out that shit in a little tent. Like,
yeah. It was a big tent, actually.
Well, a big tent. We had
people would bring their Xboxes some days. Like, Sundays we didn't fly, for real, so...
Still,
so it was like
weird.
A deployment, but it was like a TDY, but a deployment because they were doing a couple sorties across the pond to
a
do a little bit of straightening.
Doing
a couple missions and TDYs. So TDY is just like whenever like Mountain Home Air Force Base. So I was in the 391st Fire Squadron, right?
Okay.
So when that squadron, let's say they go to Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's called a temporary deployment.
TDY.
Mm-hmm. TDY.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so when it's stateside, when you're leaving your base, but you're taking your jets and you're going somewhere else, that's, you know, temporary deployment because you're just doing like training exercises and simulations.
Super scary,
and...
am I right? Mm-hmm. A TDY. Yeah.
There's an abbreviation, an acronym for everything in the military.
Okay.
But yeah, so we go. So it just felt like that because we had a swimming pool. We had two bars.
On the
installation I was at, at the airbase I was at.
Whoa.
yeah, we had two drink limit. If we did good or
free
it's a holiday,
drinks?
Two drink limit.
So two
maximum?
Free?
No, we have to pay.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a bar.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Where do you think the taxpayer
like,
money is going?
Oh, my
going?
God, that's amazing.
Nah, it's going right
two
back into their pocket.
Tonight.
You guys fund the liquor
exactly.
for the troops, and then we pay it back into the taxes.
I think
and it goes
fair.
Back. It goes
it's
full
exactly
circle.
Fair.
Yeah.
And in return, you guys give us morale. So,
exactly. Hey.
But we had USO shows and stuff. Like, we had a DJ Jazzy Jeff. From
yes.
Fresno to Bel Air. He came over there. I met, it was like the Air Force. They have like this band. It's like Air Force Tops and Blues or something.
Yeah.
They're like the Rat Pack.
Oh,
they're just like variety show.
Yeah.
And it was like really entertaining and stuff. Like they were there.
So did you take photos?
Yeah,
no?
I actually did some freelance work with the public affairs units there. Public affairs handles all the media for the military.
Oh, nice.
So I did some freelance with them on my... I only got one day off.
A week.
Yeah, a week. And that was like a Sunday. But everyone's working, you know, 20...
Yeah.
All posts pretty much manned 24 hours in a deployment location. So on my day off, I would go to the public affairs unit, talk to their photographers, play around with their lenses, and they would actually let me take some of the cameras and go around the base. And they actually published one of my pictures on the cover page for the newsletter.
Oh, nice.
Because they did like a basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they picked one of my shots for it. So it was
nice.
Like,
huge.
And it said like in the corner, like photo credit, Airman First Class Darren Davis.
Whoa,
and I'm like, hey, it's me. Yeah, so that was kind of like, you know, reassurance because even in high school, I did photography and stuff like that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
So you always felt it.
Yeah, except and it's like, why didn't I do this like out of high school? Like, why I go aircraft maintenance?
Yeah.
But I wanted something different though.
Yeah.
And it was like, I didn't see my full potential at the time. Like, other people did. So many people did. I had an instructor. She wanted me just to go to school for it and stuff. And and I think, how could life be different if I would have stayed home and went photography route instead of going military route? But I wouldn't met you guys. I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the Boise might be on fire, you know. A tornado could have swooped through Albuquerque.
It is weird when you're like, why did I take those paths?
And if you try to go back in time and change it, the butterfly effect will take place.
Yeah.
And it will just, like a chain reaction of everything would be
crazy,
all messed
shit.
Up.
Yeah.
But yeah, and yeah, I know we kind of strayed away from the whole like Dallas story, but
but it is
but
weird.
It's a part of the whole story. I mean, it's adventures, right? I mean, my whole like growing up in the big city of DC, you travel a little bit with the Air Force, and they drop you off in Idaho.
Idaho.
Like when I first
even like how many like coincidences or moves had to take place for like us to meet.
Yeah,
it's a really
and
weird
then
thing.
Us to meet you at the fucking Pun Slam.
No, at the Idaho Comedy
Festival.
Well,
but then like ran into him last week at the and Pun then Slam. We just set this up. Shit, didn't know you were here.
Of course. If there's the Pun Slam is there, I'm probably there. If I'm not booked for something else, if I'm out of town.
It? It's
Pun
so Slam? Fun.
I love the Pun Slam. I honestly love Tiffany.
Yeah.
Daniel, I know it's your wife. I'm not hitting on your girl. She's a sweetheart, though. Now, Tiffany, like, we actually, because, you know, I'm moving soonish. And, like, we were texting through Instagram and shit. And I was just, like, kind of in my feelings. Like, I appreciate you guys so much. You know, she's like, yeah, it sucks you're moving. But I'm like, but you guys are so awesome. And you're so amazing. She was like, yeah, well, just know we love you. And I was like, I sent her a gif of the dude from the office. Like, I'm going to go cry now.
And Punch actually, Slam I kind of did. Come on.
And that's what I told her, too. I told her I'd love to help her expand the brand because there's.
It's amazing.
In my times in Vegas, too, I've done a little scouting. So I've seen where they do some of the comedy shows at in the Arts District and the downtown area.
We would travel for that.
Oh,
I'd
we travel for comedy shows all the time.
Yeah, actually, I do it all the time.
It's so fun. Yeah, we
don't
totally
get
follow
a lot
them.
In Boise.
No, not enough. We get,
we get a lot of local, but we don't get a lot of people from sometimes, you know, but I mean, it's not
the mid range exactly.
Yeah, like some of the ones we want to see. Like Mark Norman, he's never been here.
Yeah, I missed the Dave Chappelle show in Vegas.
God.
Oh,
I could have been to that one, but
God.
The tickets were so expensive though.
Oh God.
Tickets like over $100, I think, though. It's hard for me to come like, all right, if I'm gonna drop $100 and I can't bring my camera and take pictures of you.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna enjoy the stories you tell and your expertise in comedy and everything, but bro, I wanted $100.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably because I work for myself and I don't have that comfort of, like, I just go back to work, do a little overtime.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll make that back in 2 days.
Yeah.
No, that's
not
like, well,
yet.
I got to get out and
hustle.
I got, you know, any money I spend and stuff, I got to start making back now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And even back then when I first funded myself to go to Texas, I funded myself for a couple of trips, honestly. Just because, like, the revenue I had coming in at the time, like, from work and, like, side investments and stuff like that, little side hustles. Even doing Uber and stuff, like, you know, I was able to save up. Like, I really want to travel.
Cool. Yeah.
So, flying to Texas, working with those guys, like, I didn't have the expectations of getting paid, but I had the expectation of, you know, making a connection, you know,
super
showing
cool.
these guys what I can really do with this camera and, you know, hey, can I come back? Can I meet you
right,
with your next
exactly.
show?
Exactly. Yes.
And you know, trying to get over that hump because I'm also kind of shyish and standoffish with some things. But we around these guys, they're just all straightforward. They're loud. They're in your face about it, and they're going to tell you
they're
how they feel. They're comedians. So
yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, and that opened up a whole huge door. Like I never asked for I didn't ask for a dime for that or for reimbursement. But one of the comedians, he had a show in Baltimore. Like a couple weeks later, so you got my mom on free tickets.
Oh, cool!
They had a chance to meet him and stuff.
Oh, that's
and now,
cool.
And even today, like they still ask about him and stuff when they see me on the road with them. Yeah, shout out to D-Lay. Love you, bro.
Yeah, now jet lag media makes sense.
Yeah, and it's weird because like I knew I wanted to travel and I kept, you know, I was messaging different photographers that were on tour with like different talents and different musicians trying to ask like, hey, how'd you get started and stuff like that. But when I chose Jetlag Media as an LLC, like honestly, my Instagram, my original Instagram name was Jetlag Gemini.
Okay.
And Jetlag Gemini is actually a punk band.
Oh.
They're like a punk alternative rock band. I don't know. It's been a couple years since I've heard them, but so that's actually like a band.
Okay. We wondered where the Gemini came
from. Well, I'm a Gemini though.
Okay.
I am a Gemini.
Okay.
And I think the band name was Jetlag Gemini or something like that, or it was like a song title or something like that. And then it kind of like stuck with me. And then I was like, well, if I'm gonna travel and stuff, well, I guess maybe I just do Jetlag Media.
Yeah,
and this is even before I started traveling, but I was like, I'm gonna stick with it though, and create like a little photography IG page with that title, and switch
and
my
show
main.
You how I can travel.
Yeah, I kind of like spoke it into existence. Yeah, fake it till you make it too. Because I've been in a couple rooms where you wouldn't normally be in there with these kind of people, but you just acting like you belong.
Right. Yeah.
Me and my friends in we went to Vegas and we snuck in a whole bottle of champagne and went through a VIP line through the middle.
Nice.
Instead of like standing outside, because
like,
we pretended
belong.
Like we were with this big group that they were just like letting through. Like, nice. Now we with them, yeah, and just hop through metal detectors
nice.
And everything.
Wow. Nice.
Like we were looking at like a good like 30-minute wait, because that line was long and wrapped and going back and forth. Yeah, and come on, let's go.
Cool.
So jet lag media thing, I spoke into existence with just making that my brand name, and I don't know, a couple of points I didn't feel like it was gonna be able to happen, but here it is, October 2021, pretty much the end of the year.
Very
and
cool.
I've been doing this since January 2019, and I haven't gone broke. I haven't gone homeless. I haven't,
nice.
I haven't collapsed.
And now you're taking it to Vegas.
Yeah,
cool.
Taking it to Vegas for the next step. Like this past year, I went to Vegas about 5 or 6 times. I went to California like 4 times.
So you're like,
about 3
I'm
times.
In the wrong state. It's possible.
Yeah, because California, LA is super expensive, but Vegas is more affordable. It's
right.
a 3-hour drive, and the flights are only like 30 minutes, and the flights are also super cheap.
Yeah.
So if I don't want to drive, I just hop a cheap flight, get a rental car,
cool.
and I tested that out too, because since I have people that live in Vegas now, I drove down there in July, spent about a weekend down there for 4th of July, hopped on a flight to LA, went out to
cool.
work for like 4 or 5 days, then hopped
awesome.
On a flight back to Vegas, and then flew back to Boise because I had to get my paycheck from the dispensary.
Nice, because that did work.
Yeah, and then I stayed in Boise for 2 days, hopped on another flight from Boise back to Vegas
cool.
because my car was in Vegas.
Oh, God.
And then came back to Vegas for another weekend or
a few
days, and then drove back.
Yeah.
What are your dogs doing, man?
Yeah,
whose carrots are the dogs?
Actually, I took my dog.
I took one lady
with me that time.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
on
so
the
she
plane.
Had some. No, we drove.
Oh,
when
okay.
I drove
okay,
that time,
cool.
so in July.
Lady,
that's my baby girl.
Nice.
Yeah, if you know me, you know Lady, because she's always in like my Instagram stories like almost every morning.
Do you have like a pet sitter or what?
Yeah,
do you
my neighbor.
Okay,
shout out to my neighbor. She was always looking out for me. She was also the one that started making like the Rice Krispie treat edibles we talked about.
Nice.
Yeah, she was making those and stuff. Amazing neighbor. Like she smoked me out. At one point after work every day, one of my other coworkers would come over with me, and we'd go to her house for church.
Church? Okay,
yeah.
Nice. That's our kind of church.
Well, we called it church because we'd have like a session and
of course.
Sit around on her couch and smoke weed and shit. And I told her like, I want to start traveling more, but I need a dog sitter. And she was like, I'll watch your dog for free.
Oh,
I love you.
Nice.
I love your dog. Your dog's awesome.
Oh,
I'll do
cool.
anything for your dog. Cause
nice.
And she has dogs too. So,
and Lady gets along with her dogs.
Sometimes, but she just normally stays at my house.
Oh,
and
okay,
I also had a friend that was that I met. So I have a friend that was from D.C., actually, the D.C. area. He's actually from Tacoma, Maryland. I met him out here at CUNA, in CUNA at Cowgirls.
Oh, weird.
At the bar.
Oh,
he was
wow.
the DJ for Wild 101.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, shout out to VJ. And his amazing girlfriend,
VJ,
Amber.
VJ, the DJ.
Mm-hmm. And his amazing girlfriend, Amber, she was like the dog sitter because she loved my dog as well, so I would either just take her over to their house, or she'd come, get her from my house. And
so all this shit
had
to happen
system.
So like you could grow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
The challenge of like when you have a significant other and you guys live together, and you have 2 dogs.
Yeah.
But one of you have to travel and stuff. It just makes it so much easier. And then when one of them separate, when you guys kind of separate and live
apart.
Exactly.
It's like being a single parent. Yeah, it is.
But in a state where you don't have grandparents, you don't have a mom, your aunt's not here, cousin's not around.
Your dog is used to a certain way of living.
Yeah.
And you need to continue it. Yeah, so that's awesome.
And everyone that I bring around, you know, they see how mild she is, how calm she is, how lovey she is. So.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, all the people that helped me out, there's a few other people here and there that were like dog sitting for me along the way too. So yeah, it takes a village.
Yeah, exactly. To raise a child.
Shout out to all y'all. Like Danielle, she was watching my dog for a while too. So
Yeah, shout out to Lady
and shout out to Kahlua. I'll see you soon, girl.
She's a Vegas pup.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But
so,
but for Vegas though, I mean,
we hope it works. However you want that to work, we hope it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's a career move. Like I said, trying to be closer to work. I mean, it's hard for me to leave here though because I've had also a lot of good gigs here.
Yeah,
I have the amazing job at Hotbox, working with them, and I'm in talks right now with the owners and. Hopefully we can work something out where I can come back monthly and
That'd be cool.
Come back like four to five days a month just to keep doing the social media management and photography for them and keeping the IG running. But also I understand as well if it's not in the budget, if it's not something too feasible or to keep having book flights and car rentals for this guy and having to pay him on top.
But if it's working.
Yeah, but if it works out for them and they're getting a good return on investment, then I'm all for it.
Because I mean, a lot of people don't know how to run that stuff.
Surprisingly,
it's crazy. Yeah,
but anyone can though as well.
Exactly. So anyone listening to this,
like you can be a social media manager if you post to your own Instagram every day. You can do that for another brand, just posting their products, their services. Yeah. And if you want to start doing that. I started by just telling them, hey, I'm a photographer. I like taking pictures of stuff.
Yeah.
You see what I like taking pictures of, and you see how my quality of work. So, let's start creating a new audience other than just having a storefront.
Exactly.
You have like your virtual audience as well that's following the products.
And some businesses are not even on Instagram.
Surprising. Yeah. Or they just have a page and they just have like a few,
they never change it. And you're like
they never post anything at all.
No, and you're like, this sucks.
And you want to talk about, you want to figure out how to like get like why aren't people coming in or how come no one knew about this or knew about that?
You didn't put any new shit out.
Yeah, we've started approaching businesses.
Yeah,
like
we
that
have
that
because
have
we're
no
like, you are not
social media.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
kind of
be
like
their social media managers.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, anyone can start a start a business off this because.
But yours has been super successful, and that is awesome.
Yeah, hey, shout out to Hotbox. You know, Steven, he saw something in me a long time ago because he first saw me at Wiz Khalifa concert they had at Nampa like in 2019.
Oh, cool.
I mean, we were kind of friends on Facebook then because he was the owner of the Huntington store too.
Mm.
And of course, I was going there. I was asking questions, trying to, get my foot in the door back then too, but. I don't know. I guess it made sense that he wouldn't hit me up because I ain't about to drive an hour and 11 minutes, 5 days a week, come stand there for 10 hours a day to sell some reefers.
You got your vibe.
There's not even a McDonald's out there.
No.
Like, what?
Like, what am I going to do for lunch? I would have lost so much weight out there in Huntington. But no, I'm just talking shit. You have to be kind of dedicated to that too. I mean, the people that started over when I started in Ontario, a lot of them, helped open up the Huntington location and they were there for the big rushes where people were driving an hour, waiting in line for 45 minutes around the corner of the store. And then you get inside and you still got to wait another 20 minutes to talk to someone.
Yeah.
And then you talk to someone for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You get your little pre-roll and like an edible.
Like,
and then, I'm getting so lit. I'm getting so wasted,
this
guys.
This is amazing.
And then you stay in line for another 10 minutes just to cash out.
Yeah,
just to drive home for an hour.
Yeah.
So you spent 3 hours buying two joints.
Have fun, guys.
Don't go to Huntington just for two joints.
To Ontario just for two joints.
Has the business in Huntington died out since Ontario became a thing?
According to my other coworkers that work out there, if they get 20 people in a day, they're busy.
Oh, wow.
I think at 40 people in a day, they're busy.
Because before, I heard it was lines out the door.
It was over 1,000 at one point. Like 1,000 customers per day. Like,
now it's dead.
Yeah, and even in Ontario, at Hotbox then, when we first opened, was after Snoop Dogg came through and blessed us, we were having, on the weekends, oh my God, it was like 1,200 customers in a day, 1,300 customers in a day.
Now what?
Like, they were making... bank. Like we would see the managers have to come out like every like 15 minutes
to change out,
to come dump the register.
Oh my God, too much
to come
money.
Dump the tills. Yeah, to
too
keep come swapping
money.
The tills, and you can see them go in the back room, and you hear like, the money machine going shit. And you know, at the end of the day, they do the count and stuff, and you know, some of the numbers they will tell us, like, you know, I think they touched over 100,000 a couple times in sales in just a 16-hour period.
Wow.
Like, imagine you made $100,000 in a day.
No fucking way.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it takes a village.
Yeah.
Like, just like, you know, watching a dog, you know, it's just like, you know, running a dispensary. It definitely takes a big team to make all that happen. I mean, everyone sees the money coming in, but you also got to, you know, thank the worker ants that are, you know, making the show run, and all the people in the back that you don't see, like the inventory specialist, the intake specialist, the admin specialist, the there's so many people that, you know, I'm good friends,
so
like the people in the packaging department in the back, the, you know, I mean,
is it all based on an hourly wage, or do you ever get like bonus?
I mean, every position's kind of different depending on what you do. If you're doing sales, you know, it might be different
sometimes
than working
like
as a bartender.
Push a thing? Is there ever push an item?
Sometimes, like, yeah, we do that every now and then. Yeah. They even accept competitions during the day of who can sell the most weed, who can sell the most edibles, who can sell
you
most of this stuff. Sometimes you get like a, you know, a free eighth.
$100. Oh, nice. Wow. Okay.
You know, well, it's not free. Of course, they, you know, go through the process to, you know, give it to you. But they hook you up with some bud and stuff, or they, give you some extra credit for, you know, so you can buy whatever you want. Or
have you ever worked with somebody that did not smoke as a bud tender? That'd be funny, right?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Really? Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah,
so you think you like experienced it maybe?
We don't
possibly.
That'd be weird, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Remember what we said earlier? Fake it till you make it?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
But, I mean, it's also like, you know, Biggie even had the 10 crack commandments, you know.
Ten crack commandments.
It was a song, but he pretty much, I mean, you never get one of the crack commandments, never get high on your own supply.
You're right.
You know, and then how are you going to be the best salesman if you've never done it? Well, you got to be a bomb ass salesman.
Okay, there you go.
And there's so much educational material out there when it comes to cannabis.
So somebody could learn it. Never smoked. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like the people that regulate the people that make the regulations
probably,
for the state of Oregon.
Probably, yeah.
Fuck no. Those squares ain't never, never toked the joint in their day in their life.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, so imagine that. Like, the whole system's ran by
people those
who.
People.
Yeah, never eaten an edible.
Yeah.
But they tell you how much weed you can buy a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can go to the liquor store and go get a whole barrel of Jack Daniels if you want.
As much as you want. There's no limit, right? Yeah.
You can take a jug in these days for some brew.
You could take a whole carload.
Yeah. No, there's no limit on it.
No.
Not on liquor anywhere.
You guys remember Dogface?
Yeah, Dogface.
That's my uncle.
That's your uncle,
that's
really.
That's my tío.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I've seen his.
Shout
out
to Dogface.
No, he's got his own line now, right?
Yeah, his cannabis line is coming. We actually even did like a licensing deal with him at Hotbox, and we created our own Dogface line with him as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they still got a couple grams left. But he had like three different strains. They were
uncle.
All really good. Yeah,
that's
my Tio.
That's cool.
Well, I just call him my Tio. He's not really my uncle. But
but you know him.
He'd be liking my stuff on Instagram and stuff. Like, it's so cool. Like, if I post something, I'm not going to be thinking that, you know, this, you know, somewhat famous person's gonna see it, but you know, he drops a like and pops a notification. I'm like, what the fuck? This, of all the things he got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But some of these famous people also have social media managers too. Thanks, so Wagon. You know, don't always think it's them. But no, some of them are being genuine. Some of them being genuine. Like there's a like all the comedian guys I work for that I mentioned earlier from the Did You Miss Me podcast. Like they be showing me love and stuff. And still, so it's it's been an adventure though. It's been a dream. Like I fell in love with snowboarding out here.
I'm a big
I saw your I saw the bumper stickers and the window stickers and stuff.
Did you see my poster in the living room when you walked in? I'll have to show it to you.
Was it like this?
And not this big, but it's a good it's poster size.
Okay. This is best day at Grand Targhee. Have you been there, Grand Targhee?
I've only really been to like Bogus out around here.
You should try. If you would like powder, Grand Targhee. Amazing. Yeah. Like 500 inches a year, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to drown.
No, it's really good. You go down the Bunny Hill. Like Bunny Hill,
even
and you're like, oh,
even
shit.
Even they're like beginner areas.
It's awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
It's super awesome. Yeah, like if the top is fogged up, go down whatever we do,
like
and it's like green, but it's like tier waste in powder.
Take a shot if you love yourself. Shout out to Justin LeBoy.
All right, we should get out of here. We've been on for a while.
Oh, are we leaving already?
I guess so.
We're just getting started.
We can still hang out. What time is it even? Does anyone know? Let me look.
8:54.
Okay, let's end this, and then we'll just chill and we'll do whatever we want.
Okay, I have to go pee.
Me too.
All right.
I'm in there. All right.
Wow.
So anyway,
I was going that late.
So DJ from Jetlag Media, you're going to be photographing our 100th episode party on November 12th.
We're excited.
We're fucking excited about that. Yeah.
We're also scared. Nervous about that. And also scared.
Well, the thing about photos is, you know, people kind of make their own judgment and conclusion to them. So one thing I do a lot on Instagram and Facebook too sometimes, and I do it by accident, is I'll post an old picture from like Vegas or Cali. he's like, tired of my shit.
Down.
He's over me. All right. Well, another Vegas story.
He's like,
but sometimes I'll post a picture from Vegas or Cali or something, or from DC, and people really think I'm there.
Yeah, exactly.
Even I'm like, you know, and then it'll seem like 30
That's
minutes
how it
later.
Seems. It does
and
look
like
that.
Yeah, I thought you were
Where
just
are
over
you?
Here.
And then actually your brain goes, oh shit, he's in Vegas and Boise on the same day.
Yeah,
that's
a private jet.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy where your brain can go. So, yeah.
But yeah, with the picture thing though, it's like, I mean, if it goes bad, like, let's say if it's a bad event, not many bad events I've photographed, and it just looks. More than what it was.
Yeah.
All so right. I got you guys. Don't worry. If it's good, it's good.
We're,
bad, it's bad. They won't know.
We're good if you make it look more than it was.
Right? Exactly.
I got you. Say less. Shout out to all my friends from DC back home. Shout out to all the alumni, the Friendship Collegiate. Shout out to all my Air Force veteran buddies.
Yes.
Shout out to everyone from the lounge. Shout out from Bat Sweet. All the boys of comedics. Like I love all you guys. I couldn't do all this shit without you. D-Lake, Kevin Simpson, Dan Fool, Billy Sorrells. Love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And this lighting is fine.
Yeah, we're good. All right, I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted.
On Instagram.
Thank you.
DJ Jetlag Media. Follow him on Instagram.
I know him as Jetlag, so.